The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
I have a very important message that I think is going to make your day. In fact, it may make your life better. Good morning. It's the Dana Cortez Show. Thank you for listening. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
Yesterday, I'm scrolling through my Dana Cortez Show Instagram because I don't have my normal Instagram. It's gone. And the late Queen Betty White came across my timeline. And she was asked, what is the most important message that your mother has ever given you? And she said, to always see the positive in everything.
Oh
Betty, there is negative and positive in all. You can either choose to focus on one or the other. And I promise you, if you focus on the negative, you will always be unhappy. But if you look for the positive, you will have a better life. The woman lived 9 decades plus.
Yeah.
Come on now. That's the best advice ever. In fact, I've tried to do that lately with my childhood, my life. I used to be like, oh my gosh, this happened to me, this happened to me. And now I'm like, oh my gosh, this happened to me and this happened to me. Well, and that's why I'm here.
That's how you get the victim mentality.
Yeah.
And I don't do exactly what she says, but I have this, I've named my hater in my head. I call him Henry the Hater.
Oh, there you go.
Because that's my self-doubt. Yeah, I have conversations with Henry where I tell him to get out of my head because I don't need him right now.
Yeah, man, that's good.
That is.
I don't know if that's brilliant or crazy, but
no. It's a little bit of both.
And I do like the advice that Dana shared with us from Betty White. And I think that's advice that anybody can carry on. And for me, it also comes down to like a weird matter of humor. Anytime I'm in a super stressful situation, I'll find myself just laughing at something. And I think, just like Betty said, there's humor in everything, or there's, you know, good in everything,
positive in everything.
And then there's also humor in everything too. So be kind to yourself is what I get from that message.
If I'm super nervous, that's when I start to laugh.
No, that's a whole different show right there. I used to be bad in church and laugh at my nana would look at me and I knew I was going to get a pinch.
I know that. In the moment, nobody's laughing or doing that. But then I just love to look back at things and be like, oh man, that whole experience was stupid.
One of my favorite things though in life is when people start laughing inappropriately.
Oh, that's
you. You always say the craziest thing. But you're right about that, Anthony. A lot of times something's happening. You're like, why is this happening? Trust the universe. Trust the process. It's happening because there's somewhere you need to be, and it's not where you are.
There you go.
Take it. Take advantage of this opportunity. All right, National Day, Anthony A.
Yeah, I start with the World Tuna on that message.
Tuna?
World Tuna Day?
Yeah, dude, there's good in tuna.
Is it? There's good in that can.
There is good in that can of tuna. There you go, dude. We also have...
Not a sushi roll. We're doing cans here this morning.
We also have World Password Day as well, too. So protect those passwords. And yeah, watch out for that.
How many passwords do you think you have?
I have a...
Like on deck, ready to go.
Yeah, dude.
Do you have a go-to password?
I have a go-to password. I have a go-to sequence of passwords.
I know Anthony's go-to password.
We couldn't even say it for FCC regulation purposes.
Yeah, we're going to the next National Day is what we're going to do. It's National Brothers and Sisters Day, and it's also National Day of Prayer.
Let's end on prayer.
So pray for your brothers and sisters.
There it is.
I do that every night. I pray literally every single night.
I've never with you at nighttime when you go to bed, but I've never seen you pray automatic, and the fact that we're ending on prayer.
I pray before every basketball game I DJ.
Here's the thing. We're not necessarily prayer people like, in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit.
No, that's what I do.
Mary. Well, okay, that's you. Yeah. I talk to whoever I need to talk to, and I say things, and I think it's important to do that. What, you want to have a prayer right now, Anthony? What do you want to do?
No, I don't want to do that. I just, you know, it's on a prayer day. We're good here. Let's go keep it forward.
God help this show right now. God help everybody listening right now.
Both of you guys talk to yourselves in your head a lot.
And I'm an ordained minister, so this prayer is actually going to work.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
The message that I got from Instagram, I thought, man, how many times have I heard this? Have I experienced it? A parent of someone that you're with in a relationship doesn't like you.
Oh.
I've been through this. So this woman that wrote me, she'd been with her boyfriend for almost 4 years. They've lived together over 2.5. And she said, I think the thing that really caught my attention was when she said his parents, or his mom in particular, they'll do like Christmas card pictures and they don't invite her to be in them.
First of all, you don't want to
make the cut.
I don't know if you want to be with a family that does like big group Christmas photos. That's weird, dog.
That's ding ding right
there.
Weird.
Come on, bro.
But if you're left out, Anthony, it's going to make you feel bad.
Not me. I don't got a family, so come kick it over here, Mike. It's me and my mom,
I get
my brother.
To sleep late and I don't got to wear them dumb pajamas.
Exactly. I've had a dad not like me, but it was only because I kept breaking up and dumping his daughter and then getting back with her.
Oh, yeah, of course she didn't like you.
Dude, I freaking walked into Thanksgiving dinner like Stone Cold Steve Austin making a comeback. He was like, oh my God, he threw his plate down when he saw me. Come back in.
What is this guy doing here?
I'm like, piping your daughter, homie.
Let me tell you something,
bro. Give me your thought stuffing right now. That's it.
I can't be down with that as a father.
Oh, yeah. I know. You probably.
Oh, automatic.
I'm going to throw the plate at you. I'm gonna throw it down.
You wouldn't have made it past the front door if automatic was a father.
Oh,
it
no.
Wouldn't have been. There would have been no invitation to the. No, that's not true. Because I know for a fact, having daughters who are in relationships, that in the end, I don't have a say in their relationship. I don't get to tell them who to date. I don't get to tell them who to marry. I don't get to tell them how they spend the rest of their lives. If I don't like the person, that's my business. They chose this person. And what you have to come to understand, Mama, is that the most important relationship is the one you have with your man, not his parents. Don't worry about what you can't control. Stop wasting your time trying to change their mind. It doesn't matter what they think. He's living with you. You guys build a life together, and you're wasting your energy trying to worry and change people's minds that are not ever going to like you. It's like school. You grow up, you think it's going to be over. No, it's school is forever. The way you get treated in school, the picked on, the bullying, some people don't like you. That's life, baby.
But what has she done that the parents don't like her? Because I started thinking about it, like, your daughters have had some past boyfriends that I wasn't a huge fan of.
I will tell you right now, sometimes it just happens. Sometimes, and especially Latina moms, their sons can do no wrong. They deserve the this, that, and the other, and no one is ever good enough to fill those shoes. I had someone in my life before whose mother didn't like me. As soon as we split, she liked me.
What? That's weird.
It's not weird. It's because...
Weird. That's weird.
Yeah, that was weird.
A lot of mothers, especially Latina moms, I don't care what y'all say, they put their little boys up on a pedestal and nobody's good enough for that man.
Damn, bro. And where are them moms at, dude? My mom, every time I got a new girlfriend, she's like, fine, he's your problem now.
It's above me.
Don't worry about what you can't change, ladies, okay? Worry about the relationship you're in.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Big boxing vibes this Saturday. Canelo Alvarez versus Jaime Munguia. We are live in Las Vegas. Hey, what's some audio we're going to play for you? It was crazy yesterday at the press conference. This and more. Anthony A., famous people's birthdays.
We have DC Young Fly celebrating his birthday. David Beckham and Dwayne The Rock Johnson celebrating birthday as well.
All right, so let's start off talking about Canelo Alvarez versus Jaime Munguia. We're at the press conference, okay? Oscar De La Hoya, former world champion boxer, on the stage, talking smack about Canelo Alvarez. Take a listen.
The fact that Golden Boy built Canelo Alvarez, period. The company you fought under for decades has always had one name, and it's mine. So put some respect on it.
We almost got De La Hoya versus Canelo right there.
I really did.
I do like what Canelo said, though, in recounter to him. He said he did talk about how, of course, Oscar's going to make this more about him than Jaime. And I actually believe Jaime Munguia has a chance against Canelo. So
Anthony?
It could be a big changing of the guard moment here for Mexican fighters. I'm excited to see it.
I am putting all my money on Canelo Alvarez. That's $5. That's all I got. Okay, that's $5.
I'm looking at him thinking about, when's the last time these guys have had a carb? I don't know. I'm so fat.
No, that's it. No time. No, not recently.
No, for sure. All right, now we're going to talk about Rihanna. She was on the red carpet promoting her makeup line Fenty, which has made her a billionaire. And she was asked, where's the music? Here's her answer.
If I'm not feeling it, and I'm not feeling like it represents the evolution, the time that I spent away, there should be a show of growth, right? And I want to play, and I feel like music is a playground. And I want to have fun with it and show truly where I'm at.
It's not going to happen anytime soon, but that was her most honest answer.
I like that answer. For the fact that she's waited this long, she wants to put out something perfect. I mean, I can't blame her.
We should get a movement going where women stop wearing makeup, so therefore Rihanna has to make music.
That might be the most genius idea you've ever had. But I don't think women are going to stop wearing makeup.
I don't think so either, especially with the influence that TikTok and Instagram has. She was also asked about collabs. The Drake collab is not happening. She says she's not a fan of collaborations.
She hasn't done a lot. She's done Drake, Calvin Harris.
Eminem.
Yeah.
And that's it. Literally done Drake and Eminem. But anyway, all right.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
I have a very serious WTF story to start with. Listen.
This Florida neighborhood is dealing with an invasion.
Invasion is such a scary word.
Oh.
Giant animals are attacking this neighborhood. What kind of animals?
Bunnies.
What did you say?
Bunnies.
Only in Florida are killer rabbits a thing. No, they're not killer rabbits, but there was a couple in the neighborhood that was breeding rabbits and selling them. And they decided to move and leave a couple of rabbits behind. Well, if you know anything about rabbits, you know they breed well.
Oh.
And now there are hundreds of rabbits all over the neighborhood. And these are indoor bunnies. And they're outside fending for themselves. It's not safe for them. So they're concerned. The neighbors are like, we need to raise $40,000 to relocate these bunnies.
For bunnies?
Otto, there's like hundreds and hundreds of them.
Whoever that, what is it called? AOH president is?
HOA.
Yeah. Whoever that person is, they got to get fired, dog. Impeach them.
$40,000
for a bunch of rabbits? It's not even mine, dude.
This reminds me of the story when I was in elementary. We read the story called Banicula. Do you guys remember that?
It's about a vampire rabbit.
Yes.
What? What school are you going to when they read about vampire rabbits?
It was a good book, Anthony. Yeah. What school did you go to?
Where did you go that you didn't read it?
The only rabbit I knew was B-Rabbit from 8 Mile. So shout out to Eminem, dog. And we'll go from Florida to Alabama, where a correctional officer has been arrested for stealing Pokemon cards from Walmart, dude.
Oh.
All right. This might be the WTF part about it. This man is 35 years old.
What?
35-year-old officer Joshua Dale Hardy left his shift at the correctional office, flipped his shirt inside out, as if that was going to be disguised to pull him over, and attempted to catch them all. But now all he's catching is some charges, dog.
Caught the case.
Maybe this reporter, Emma Goss, can report on it, okay?
Ooh. All right.
So this woman, she's a TV news reporter. She's shooting for the big time. But she was told her voice was annoying. Listen to this.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us. I'm Emma Goss.
Wait, you said this reporter was told her voice is annoying?
Yes.
Okay, so play it again.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us. I'm Emma Goss.
I think she sounds fine.
Well, her employers disagree. They actually told her that she needed to change her voice or she could not be on the air anymore because a voice like that does not belong on the air. And she also had a lot of viewer complaints.
So what did she do?
She had a surgical procedure to change her voice. This is her after the surgery.
The damage is significant, Raj. Take a look at this massive tree behind me. Raj, the snow is starting to stick to the ground here in downtown Calistoga. I can actually scoop it up a little bit. It's just starting to pick up.
She sounds like a completely different person.
That's what her bosses thought, and now she has a job in a top 10 market.
Well, somebody call my agent right now.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
TikTok's got us eating another kind of candy, and I'm not sure I'm down with it. I want to know if you've tried it or not. Let's talk about it in food news. Hottest hashtags here on the Dana Cortez Show. Hello, my name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A, a.k.a. Past Due Amount.
Big news. First hottest hashtag. The Justice Department plans to forward a recommendation for easing restrictions on marijuana, which could amount to a major change in federal policy. So it's not going to end the criminalization of marijuana, but you can get prescriptions. It can ease some of those punishments per se. When is marijuana going to become legal? This is coming from a person who does not smoke, by the way.
So hopefully sooner than later, but I have a question for you. So the people that are in jail right now for
this, they got to stay in jail.
Oh.
It's sick. It's ridiculous. And there's people in certain states getting rich off of what others have been put away for life for. It just doesn't make sense. So we have to continue to fight for the legalization of marijuana. It's the drug that's never killed anyone.
Nope.
Food news, DJ Automatic.
TikTokers are going crazy over this new Walgreens candy. It's called Gummy Mango Peelable Candies.
Ooh. You can peel it?
You can peel it. It's a candy that has a gooey inside. Nice. Not a hard outside, but like a chewier outside.
That might have been the greatest segue you've ever done from the legalization of cannabis to the chewy gummies.
Hey, check out this chewy gummy.
I was going to say, if you're high, you are going to love these.
Well, speaking of gummy, is it Mexican candy?
No, it's just mango candy.
Yeah,
I'm eat a mango and put it down. I don't get it. But TikTok, once again, here they go telling us what to do, and I'll probably end up trying it.
And they've actually created like a secondary market. People are selling it online.
Oh my gosh. Jeff Bezos wins again. National Day, Anthony A.
All right, let's go ahead and start off by shouting out all the brothers and sisters. It's National Brother and Sister Day, everybody.
I'm an only child, but I got a lot of half brothers and sisters.
Shout out to Matt, Sarah, and T.
Yeah, I got to shout out my brother Daniel, Angela, and my sister Monica. Appreciate y'all. Love y'all.
Nice.
We also got World Tuna Day, too. So I love tuna in the privacy of my own home. I don't like eating tuna in public.
Don't take it to work. Yeah. Don't take it to the office. Don't take it to school. That stinks.
I have a great friend, and we call him Tuna. So every...
Yeah, you know what? Tuna's a great nickname, dude.
It's funny.
And let's go ahead and wrap it up on World Password Day, everybody.
Oh, So how many passwords do you have right now? How many times does a company going to ask me, change your password? And you can't use the last password for the next 32 times. And I'm trying to figure out how in the world am I going to come up with another password?
Yeah. I have my go-tos that I've had for like decades at this point. But I try to
some
change
of them
it
are
up.
Stupid.
I really wish there was a password for me. Whenever I get too drunk, I want to text my exes.
I need a password so you can't remember.
Yes, dude, I need something for that moment.
It's a better judgment password.
Yeah. Besides, isn't two-way verification like the better way to go?
Two-step verification.
You need that judgment for your drunk and for the drunk nights with yeah. exes.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Earlier, I gave some advice. Well, I actually stole Betty White's advice. Dana Cortez here along with DJ Automatic and Anthony A. And I was telling them that she was asked during an interview, the late, great Betty White was asked, what is the most valuable lesson your mother ever taught you? And Mama said, see the positive in everything. Now, I haven't always done that, but I have changed the way I think about things. Everything Ooh. That I used to be sad about when I was little and this happened to me and oh my gosh, and I felt like this victim and how am I going to get over it? I realized that's the path I needed to take to get here.
There it is.
Take positive from every single thing that happens to you. Now, I'm not saying if it's just crazy, you know, but even then you can say I got past it.
Yeah.
Even then you can say I'm a survivor.
A lot of everyone's trials and tribulations are a representation of what you built up to become today.
But how'd you become so positive, Anthony? Because you've never been a negative person since Automatic introduced me to you. You've always been that guy, the glass half full.
Optimism is all I had early on in life. And my mom told me, she said, as long as you have your health, you have whatever you need. And no matter what situation
you're... Sounds corny, health is wealth thing, but it's true.
But it's true.
Her thing was if your fingers can move and your toes can move, then you have a fighting chance in whatever situation you are. Then I was like, Mom, what happens if I lose a finger? Well, she's like, well, we'll handle that when we get there.
Hey, of course you're going to ask your mother that question.
But the positive, no, that's how I was brought up. And that optimism is really what's kind of kept me going through life. And anything I've accomplished is really...
See, like for me, it was exactly the opposite. There's a lot of pessimists in my upbringing. Oh. And I think it took a traumatic event for me to turn it around and realize that you're not guaranteed another day on this earth. So
there you go.
It was when my brother had a stroke and I saw him as a young man, you know, laid up in a hospital bed and then he was in a wheelchair for 6 months. I was like, man, you are not guaranteed anything in this world. And being sad about things that really don't matter is not the way to live.
You're just wasting your time.
You're just wasting time.
Wasting life. Yeah,
nothing is guaranteed here. So that next day, be happy if you get to see it.
Yep. When that happened, I remember the whole family was sad. But the one thing that your brother Matt did is he didn't let that get him down.
Oh, he was the biggest pessimist of all time. Before. And now he's the optimist.
He sends like all these in a group chat, all these good morning positive messages and
all these motivational quotes. I mean, it's a little annoying, but
yeah, no, I mean, it's a fragile thing we're living this life, man. And yeah, it's good to see his appreciation for it.
I want
to
say something to people out there who always feel like, woe is me. When you do that, people don't want to be around that. And I know there are certain things that happen to you. Woe is you. But then you move past it because woe is not you all the time. Okay, so feel good about your life. Wake up, put a smile on your face. You're going to attract more people that way. And you're going to attract more good in your life when you think about it that way.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.